The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10, Letter Number 3015. Baruch Hashem, the 11th day of Marcheshvat, Tovshin Nedvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe stands, I am responding to your letter of the 6th day of Cheshvan. And the Rebbe said, look, it's self-understood, I was not coming with any arguments, complaints at all. Especially, I don't have complaints to your daughter. But I only gave over verbally my pain on the style of education that you accomplished, that in such a young age, so young, you already start to think about what am I going to do about the future. And not only to start to think about to fit in and to the future to bring, and also people are changing their lifestyle and the education amongst the Hasidim in order to fit in the prevailing culture ideas, the different ideas of the current times. And the Rebbe says, I'm in pain that the people are not standing strong as Hasidim with their Hasidic ideas and the way they were brought up, but are being influenced by the outlook, the way the community around them, and they're educating their children in such a way. And the Rebbe says, our sages tell us three times it's a chazaka. If you, something happens three times, it becomes established. So I see this movement by your daughter and by your two sons, may they live. I see them, Rebbe looks at them, they're probably becoming modernized a little bit. They are starting, I'm not sure exactly in what expresses Rebbe said. So the Rebbe says it's a known thing that what the kid speaks in the streets is of the father. Is the father. In other words, it's what he hears at home. It's the training at home. Like the Gemara, the Talmud tells us about a study that this Miriam Bas Bilga was like very, you know, she converted to another religion and they punished the whole family. So the Gemara says, well, what she said, because when she talked and she was like very blaspheming against Hashem, you know, telling bad things. So why did they punish the family? The Gemara said, was just this, what is the family's fault? And the Gemara says, well, what the kid talks in the street is what it picks up at home. So the Rebbe says, the reason I said that, I picked that up. So Rebbe says, self-understood, that I'm not screaming at the past. So unfortunately, the Rebbe finds himself in a situation that he has to defend himself. People are screaming. The Rebbe is trying to give people a little bit of encouragement or sometimes a little bit of a rebuke, to demanding from them to change their ways. They come back to the Rebbe. How come the Rebbe is complaining? And, you know, then, and then the Rebbe has to explain. The Rebbe says, I'm not screaming about the past, because there is no such thing, ain't tzoikim al over. We don't scream about what happened. And my intention was not but to fix from here and on. At least the Rebbe says, don't present the emphasis that what is the ultimate wholesomeness of the person, that he must have a very clear accounting and a very clear knowledge how he's going to make his living. You know, that is the absolute necessity. Don't, the emphasis on that. And Rebbe says, in truth, this is the opposite. This goes contrary to what our sages of blessed memory said. Ein odom yedeya b'memishtaker. A person does not know what he's going to earn. with what he's going to earn his living. It is known, the Alter Rebbe explains that this is similar of the lack of knowledge of when Mashiach is coming. We don't know what our living is going to have. We don't know when Mashiach is coming. The Rebbe says, look in the Igeres HaKodesh Simon Chav Beis, and as the Alter Rebbe's language, they were equated to one another. We don't know how we are going to earn our living, just like we don't know when Mashiach is coming. And the Rebbe said, besides that, it also goes contrary to the verse. You know, the verse says, "Loi lachachomim lechem." That wise people, that's the verse says, wise people don't have bread. Are interpreted by our sages, even parnasa, even the livelihood. We know in reality there's some very, very smart people, and yet they are struggling. That doesn't contradict, Rebbe says. The Torah says, "Uberachecho Hashem elikecho b'chol asher tase." God will bless you in all that you do. So you know what you got to do. You got to make a vessel. You must make a vessel in which to get the blessings of Hashem. In other words, you're not going to sit back and going to expect the manna is going to fall down and you'll have food to eat. That's, you have to work, but it's explained, there is really no contradiction, as the Rebbe brings down in the Sefer HaMitzvot Tzemach Tzedek on page 106, and Likutei Torah Kiseitz of Gilchas Rosh Hashanah Siporneo. In other words, over there in the Maimer, it talks about, yes, you got to make a vessel, but you got to recognize that it's Hashem Elikecho. So the Rebbe says the emphasis doesn't have to be on that. And therefore, the Rebbe said, when, at least from here and on, also your sons will feel that the ultimate goal in this world, the ultimate in this world, is really hinges on the infinite, the one who is no limitation and no end. And he blessed guarantees that if you follow my statutes, Hashem says then, "V'nosati gishmeichem v'goymer," I will give the rain in time. So those hours that your sons are studying, and those greatness that you were going to search, when you're going to come to find a proper shidduch, is going to be more fitting for this, that what you need, both spiritually and physically, spiritually. Basically, when you're, I guess, when they have to do a shidduch, a match, if you spend time in learning Torah and you follow Hashem, you will get proper offers, both physically and spiritually, if you do the right thing. May the blessed Hashem succeed you to see much Hasidish nachas from all your offsprings in a wide way, and good health with blessing. And so the Rebbe basically is saying to them, you know, let the Rebbe say, I saw three of your kids, they all look to me like as if they're worried what's the future. They're starting to conduct themselves. The Rebbe says, teach them. It comes from the home. You have to teach them that everything is from Hashem. Hashem is Ein Sof. If they'll spend time learning Torah, and they will do, then they'll be helped both spiritually and physically, and not to worry, and change your attitude. And I've seen this, that the Rebbe in the previous case, the person blames his wife. And the Rebbe basically says, it's your, if you are strong, and if that's the message you bring in your house as a strong message of belief in Hashem, so then, you know, they will follow along. The Rebbe blesses him.